Can you remember the fireplace over there at the?
Yeah, it's still there.
Oh,
I had a fire in here about a month ago.
Did it have? You mentioned. What would they put the logs on in the fireplace?
They had a grate in there. They had a blacksmith build a grate and put the logs on.
Did they ever use the term andirons or irons or dogs for that? You know how.
Not that I ever heard of.
Nice homes had them.
Yeah, they were nice places, but then I know never been in there.
Okay. Well, this is a nice place you have here.
Well, it's a little windy too, but it's nothing like the old.
what would you call the big piece of wood that you would put in the fire?
Log.
Okay, you call that a log. Okay. And that you generally push that to the.
You push it to the back, yeah.
Okay. And how would you start a fire?
Oh, you take some chips and put on top of some paper and throw a little kerosene on it and strike a match to it.
Stand back.
Yeah.
Okay, so you mentioned you use coal and wood. Sometimes the smoke would go up the chimney. What was the stuff that gets stuck up there in the chimney?
Oh, the soot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. And the white stuff that would be left after the
ashes. Christ, that was always my job, taking out the ash when I was a kid, carrying in the coal.
Yeah, the worst of both. Did you get to start the fire, though, too?
Oh, yeah. You got plenty of that.
Did you ever use anything called kindling?
Yeah, well, you just take an axe and chop it up, you know, real fine. That's what they call kindling, you know, to start a fire with.
I see. Okay. What sort of storage did you have in this shack?
Didn't have any.
None at all?
Hmm. It had a cellar dug back in the bank, and that's where you took the butter and the milk and stuff down the cellar and kept it down there.
There was a separator down there too?
Yeah, a cream separator.
I see. Well, we'll talk about that later. You had a cellar. Was that ever used for storms?
Yeah. You'd go in there, cause a cyclone or something coming, you'd go down in there.
No, in all the years you've lived here, how many cyclones have there been?
Well, there's only the one. That one bad one was down here, took this hall. But there was one before that when I was pretty small.
Mm-hmm.
And it was over there, I think, on Middle Prong or someplace.
We've seen a lot of.
But we saw them, you know, but they never come down.
I see. So people did use their cellars up.
Yeah.
For protection as well as storage.
Oh yeah.
Now, did they ever call the? Cellars, do they ever call them caves?
Yeah, some people call them caves, dugouts, you know. They were just kind of like a dugout in a bank.
Uh-huh.
And some people lived in them.
Yeah,
we got a cellar back out here now.
You use that for storage?
Yeah, we don't use it anymore, but it's there.
That's a good idea. Now, did that shack, or does this house have a place upstairs for storage?
Yeah, small up there.
And that would be called a...
Attic.
I see. And what did you do for storage in that old house?
Well, it had an attic. It had a few boxes and stuff up.
You didn't have nothing, so you didn't have nothing to store.
No, there wasn't much to store.
No possessions, so you don't have to worry about it. Okay, and that all went in the cellar.
Yeah, most of the, well, the flour didn't go in the cellar because it's damp, you know. But
does this house have any storage rooms or any special names you would use for storage rooms?
It wasn't any
of the stuff. Uh-uh.
Okay. All right. And let's see. So how many houses have you lived in? Maybe you could tell me.
Two. But I can remember.
Can I get you to say the word? That's what I'm going to
do. Yeah, two houses, all I can remember living in.
I see. And now the thing that goes up over the top, that's called the
roof.
Uh huh. Did that house or does this house have a place where water can run off and is caught